In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. The first two cuts are National Cotton Council's chairman and Arkansas producer Larry McClendon. The third cut is Chuck Coley, chairman of the American Cotton Producers and a Vienna, Georgia producer. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The 2008 Farm Bill eliminated the discrimination against spouses being considered as equal farming partners. Unfortunately, instead of clarifying the law, it appears the interim rule makes significant changes that do not follow the statute to actively engage determinations and other critical eligibility requirements. These unnecessary changes generate more legal questions and confusion regarding actively engaged, and we ask that those changes be withdrawn or clarified in a timely manner.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Senator Lincoln was instrumental in the passage of the 2008 Farm Bill. Their letter is pointing out that the statutory language did not require or direct USDA to make any changes to the actively engaged determination for individuals and entities in farming, except in the case of a spouse.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Senator Chambliss supports the Council's belief that USDA's interim final rule goes beyond the reforms mandated by Congress by making some very technical but significant changes to where a farmer is determined to be actively engaged in farming. We also believe the regulations implements the spousal's eligibility provision in a very narrow way. The Council is concerned by the Department's insistence that this rule is final for the year 2009 and may be only changed for 2010. We would like to urge all Cotton Belt senators to sign on to this letter.